Good morning, members. If we can have all senators please report to the floor. All senators please report to the floor for Thursday session. Good morning. Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen, Archuleta,
here.
Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrill, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Senators, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We're going to be led in prayer on this Thursday by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we're going to ask all members to please remain standing. We're going to be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Pan.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence again. Marie Curie said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less." Gracious and merciful God, lead us out of the familiar setting of our doubts and fears, beyond our pride and our need to be secure, to that space where we can link our passions with courage, our hopes with discipline, and our love with perseverance. Help us to listen so that we may understand the cries of the brokenhearted and the struggles of those in danger of losing hope. May those who look to us for leadership experience that courage and competence that is our call. Amen.
Be in saluting our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good morning, members. As Senator Wiener makes his way to the pro tem's desk, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our very own Senator Hurtado, who had a birthday this week. Members, we ask that you please turn your attention.
Let's see.
We're going to ask all members to please take a seat, as we have some very special guests in the chambers. Senator Wiener at the pro tem's desk.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'm pleased to introduce to you His Excellency Wang Donghua, the Consul General of the People's Republic of China in San Francisco. This is the ambassador's first visit to the Senate floor since assuming his current post in August of last year. Previously, his international appointments have included ambassador to the Kingdom of Tonga and consul general in Mumbai, India. Despite some current tensions between our nation and the People's Republic of China, China remains an important friend and partner to the state of California. In 2019, we also recognized the 40th anniversary of normalized diplomatic relations between the United States and China, established in 1979. It is an honor and a privilege to welcome the Consul General to the Senate floor today. Please extend a warm Senate welcome.
On behalf of the state of California, Mr. Consul General, welcome to the State Senate. We invite any and all members of the State Senate to please join Senator Wiener and the Consul General in the back of the chambers for an official photograph. Senators, March is a popular month for birthdays in these chambers. Let's wish a very happy birthday. It's his 35th, Senator Borges. Senators, if we can have your attention, we have a very special presentation at the pro tem's desk. Senator Galgiani is prepared to present and prepared to advance a resolution. We're going to take the resolution first. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 19 by Senator Galgiani relative to Women in Construction Week.
Senator Galgiani, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'm pleased to present SCR 19 to celebrate the week of March 3rd through 9th as Women in Construction Week and to highlight the important roles women play in the construction industry. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, approximately 1 million women were employed in sectors of the construction industry in 2018. That's 1 million women. While women only make up 10% of the construction industry in the United States, SCR 19 celebrates women as visible and vital components of the industry. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Members, discussion or debate on the floor? Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. As a member of the Women's Caucus, I wanted to rise in support of SCR 19. I had the opportunity a couple years ago here in Sacramento to address a group of international women in the building trades. And when I walked in the room and saw over 1,000 women representing all aspects of the building trades, I had to check my own implicit bias. Let me just be clear. You know, what's unique about this opportunity, colleagues, is recognizing as we struggle to talk about working class jobs and helping families lift themselves out of poverty, you know, having the opportunity for women to transition into non-traditional fields, fields where they can build a full career, have pensions, and have beyond a livable wage should be our collective goal. So it's a pleasure to welcome all of you to the Senate floor today. And again, I rise in support of SCR 19.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Discussion or debate on the floor? Additional discussion or the debate and debate on the floor? Last call. Senator Galgiani, would you like to close?
It's truly an honor to recognize all these outstanding women today, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye, Bates. Aye, Bell. Aye, Borges. Aye, Bradford. Aye, Caballero. Aye, Chang. Dodd. Aye, Durazo. Aye, Galgiani. Aye, Glazer. Aye, Grove. Aye, Hertzberg. Aye, Hill. Aye, Hueso. Aye, Hurtado. Aye, Jackson. Aye, Jones. Aye, Leyva. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Mitchell. Aye, Monning. Aye, Morlock. Aye, Morrell. Aye, Nilsson. Aye, Pan. Aye, Portantino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Rubio. Aye, Skinner. Aye, Stern. Aye, Stone. Aye, Umberg. Aye, Wachowski. Aye, Wiener. Aye, Wilk. Aye.
Ayes 37, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we'd like to turn our attention to Senator Galgiani to introduce some very important guests.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I would like to introduce our guests at the back of the floor today. With us, we have Kelly Cohen, Dina Kimball, Lane Himmelman, Kimberly Cook, Kathy Skeen, Deanna Bowler, and we have several members who are also joining us in the gallery. Please join me in recognizing and thanking them for their contributions.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Welcome. Senators, we invite all members to the back of the chambers to take an official photograph. Congratulations. Senators, we are a chatty bunch today. If we can please turn our attention to Senator Portantino under privileges of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under privileges of the floor, it's my honor to introduce fourth and fifth graders from Our Lady of the Assumption School from Claremont, California, in the great 25th Senate District. Please give a warm welcome to fourth and fifth graders. There they are.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Senators, we're going to be advancing with our session today. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. We'd like to move with motions, resolutions, and notices. Members, without objection, the Senate journals for March 4th through the 7th, 2019, will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. We're now going to be taking on our daily file. We're going to start with the second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 19.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, we're now going to be moving to Senate third reading. We've already dispensed with item number 6. Eligible for today are items 4, 5, 7, and 8. Please be prepared to take up your item as we call your name. We're now going to start with item number 4. Senator Jackson is prepared to present. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 by Senator Jackson relative to International Women's Day.
Good morning, Senator Jackson. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, today I rise to present SCR 13, which recognizes March 8, 2019, as International Women's Day. If I could get the attention of my colleagues for this very significant event. Thank you, Mr. President. In the United States, the first National Women's Day took place in 1909, 110 years ago, in honor of the 1908 garment workers' strike for better working conditions that took place in New York. The first International Women's Day took place in 1911, as more than 1 million women and men from a number of countries participated in rallies demanding rights for women, including the right to vote. What a notion. The right to hold office, the right to vocational training, and of course we saw what happens when women are given the opportunity to do so. They join all the professions providing income and opportunity for themselves and their families. They also march for the right to work, as well as calling on an end to discrimination in the workplace. Some of these sound somewhat similar to today, but at that time, these were quite advanced notions. So in celebration of this global movement for women's rights, every year the United Nations has designated a theme for this important day, and this year's theme is entitled Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. The theme focuses on innovative ways to advance gender equality and the empowerment of women, particularly in the areas of access to public services and sustainable infrastructure. There is still much work to be done, as I think we all agree, to address gender pay and leadership gaps, access to social protections, and ensuring gender-responsive economic policies for job creation and poverty reduction to help women internationally and right here in the United States as well. So members, please join me in supporting SCR 13. It not only serves to commemorate March 8th as the day of celebration for the tremendous progress that has been made for women's rights as a result of so many extraordinary women and a few good men helping to advance those important causes, but it is also an important reminder that there is still much work to be done. And with that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much, Senator Jackson. Discussion or debate on the floor. We're going to start with Senator Durazzo and then Senator Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of SCR 13, which honors the strength and the endurance of women. The economic strength of our society depends on women's role in the labor force. Women's labor has always been fundamental to our country's well-being, but women have also been vulnerable to being exploited and undervalued in the workplace. Consequently, women were among the very first leaders and organizers for rights in the workplace. As the first woman leader of the Los Angeles labor movement, I am honored that California's labor movement reflects the strength, compassion, and the tenacity of women. Women have organized for labor rights for centuries, from the early days of textile workers fighting for health and safety to establish a 10-hour workday, to African-American laundresses who, 1 year after the end of the Civil War, formed a union and organized a strike for higher wages, to Lucy Parsons, a mixed racial woman, leading the charge for the 8-hour day. In 1939, a Latina activist named Luisa Moreno founded the first national effort to convene Latino workers from diverse ethnic backgrounds. And nearly 30 years later, Dolores Huerta became the first female leader of the United Farm Workers and directed the Delano Grape Strike national boycott. And women lead today the janitors movement, the hotel workers, the home care workers, the teachers all over the country. Thank you, and I urge support for this resolution.
Thank you, Senator Durazzo. Good morning, Senator Skinner.
Thank you, and I want to thank our colleague from Santa Barbara for bringing this to us, our colleague, the senator from Los Angeles, for her reminder about the role and the leadership of women in the economy and in our labor force. And I bring to our attention also Frances Perkins, who was the very first female Secretary of Labor who brought us unemployment, workers' comp, Social Security, and so many other things. And very few of us even know that it was Frances Perkins who was appointed by FDR who was really the innovator of that. Usually when I stand around International Women's Day, I talk about the status of women globally. And I will remind us for a moment about that. At this very moment, and we're not just talking over an annual basis, we're talking in present time at all times, 1 in 3 women globally are impacted by physical or sexual violence. That's a constant. There are also 750 million adults globally who cannot read or write. 2 out of 3 of those are women. And 603 million women live in countries where domestic violence is not considered a crime. Now, those are global statistics, but we also know that we still in this country have far more to do. A woman who is hurt or murdered is far more likely to have that injury or that homicide as a result of her intimate partner, and that is today in the U.S. We also know that women around the country are more and more and more being denied access to reproductive health care, not only denied, but just not having it available. And so while we much often decry that globally, it is a increasing, and I don't even want to call it a threat, it is real and it is now and it is right here. And so I know all of us are committed to making sure that every person has health access, and that includes women and to their reproductive health care. And I thank the senator again for bringing this to us, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Additional discussion or debate on the floor? Last call for discussion or debate. Hearing seeing none, Senator Jackson, would you like to close?
Thank you, and I want to thank my good colleague from LA and also from Berkeley for their comments. There is indeed much work to be done. The notion that we are celebrating a beginning that happened 110 years ago, and yet around the world, in our nation, and even in our own state, the fight for equality continues, but is not yet achieved. So I would ask my male colleagues as well to remember their spouses, to remember their daughters, to remember their mothers, and to remember our society, which will be better off when all people are treated equally, when women have the opportunity to be safe in the workplace, when they'll be able to compete equally in the workplace, when we will be safe in our homes, when we will be safe on the streets, when we will all come together as one people with a goal of equality and justice for all. And with that, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones. Jones. Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Porchettino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the absent members?
Chang. Jones.
Ayes 36, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're going to be moving on to item 5. Senator Pan, you prepared to present. He is. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate concurrent resolution 16 by Senator Pan relative to a day of remembrance.
Senator Pan, good morning. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, on behalf of the Asian Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, I rise today to present SCR 16, which commemorates the Day of Remembrance. This day honors the 120,000 Japanese Americans who were unjustly incarcerated during World War II. On February 19, 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, leading to one of our nation's darkest moments. Ordered to bring only what they could pack in a few suitcases, Japanese Americans lost homes, businesses, and personal possessions. Guarded behind barbed wire, they were incarcerated in 10 different internment camps throughout the western states, including California. Japanese Americans have fought for our civil rights and continue to tell their stories so we can prevent history from repeating itself. And as we reflect on this history, we must acknowledge how our communities are under attack today. There unfortunately have been a slew of proposed federal policies targeting immigrants, refugees, and the undocumented population. It is our duty to remember our history and call out injustice and take collective action. People should not have to live in fear that their rights could be taken away at any moment. Please join me in supporting SCR 16 as we remember the ideals of our Constitution and as we continue to push toward a better California and a better America. Thank you, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Discussion or debate on the floor? Last call, discussion or debate? Members, is there any objection to you utilizing our unanimous roll call on this item? Hearing, seeing none, ayes 37, noes 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're now advancing to file item 7, pass on file. Senator Hill, file item 8. You prepare to pass on file. Members, that's going to do it for our Senate third reading file for the day. We're now going to be moving forward with our special consent calendar. We'd like to be able to ask any senator if they're wanting to remove an item from the special consent calendar at this time. Hearing and seeing no senators stand up, we'd like to be able to have the secretary please call the roll. Excuse me, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 19, Assembly Concurrent Resolution 12, and Assembly Concurrent Resolution 23.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire. Aye. Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Aye. Nilsson.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes 37, no 0. The consent calendar is adopted. Members, please hold for 30 seconds. Senators, we're going to move with motions, resolutions, and notices. Senator Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I respectfully request reconsideration be granted on file item number 4 so that we can retake the vote.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Reconsideration is granted. Members, we'd like to... Ayes 37, no 0. We'd like to be able to utilize our unanimous roll call now on file item 4, which is SCR 13. Is there any objection to utilizing our unanimous roll call? Hearing and seeing no objection, ayes 37, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Senators, we have a busy morning with several budget subcommittees that are going to be in session here today. We'd like to be able to offer the budget subcommittee chairs an opportunity to make an announcement on their subcommittees. Senator Wachowski.
Subcommittee 2 with the budget and fiscal review on resources, environmental protection, energy, and transportation will meet in 15 minutes in room 112.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wachowski. Senator Skinner.
Thank you. Budget Subcommittee 5 will meet 15 minutes after adjournment in room, apologies, don't remember my room number. apologies. Let's see. In room 113.
Thank you. Room 113, Public Safety. Thank you so much, Senator Skinner. Senator Durazzo.
Committee 4 will be meeting in room 2040 in 10 minutes.
Thank you so much, Senator Durazzo. Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Budget Subcommittee number 1 on Education will be meeting at 10 a.m. in room 3191.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Have a good weekend. Any additional announcements from our subcommittee chairs? If there's no other business, Senator Wilk, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene here on Monday at 2 p.m. Members, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Senator Wilk. Happy birthday again to Senator Borges. We hope all of you have a very productive weekend. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We're going to reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Thank you, members.